This is JIS News. Coming up, BOJ forecasting growth in the economy. Government enters into $100 million arrangement with Jamaica producers and 45 early childhood institutions across the island to benefit from new furniture. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Now the news. In keeping with the similar projections from the Planning Institute of Jamaica last week, the Bank of Jamaica is forecasting that the economy will grow during the January to March quarter. This follows four quarters of decline, with an estimated contraction of between 0 and 1% in the economy from October to December.
We are expecting some recovery in the domestic economy in this quarter, albeit marginal, with growth projected in the range of 0 to 1%. Given the forecast for the quarter, real GDP growth for 2012-13 fiscal year is projected to end up in the range of minus 0.5% to plus 0.5%.
Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, speaking at the BOJ's quarterly press briefing on Monday. The forecast is predicated on continued recovery in the global economy, as well as favorable weather conditions. Inflation is also forecast to fall in the range of 2 to 3%, partly due to the government's tight fiscal stance. Forecasted inflation for the fiscal year remains unchanged at between 7.5% and 9.5%. The government has entered into a $100 million arrangement with Jamaica producers, the island's largest distributors of banana chips and ripe bananas. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark says this is being done through a loan facility tied to the local farmers providing bananas to Jamaica producers for the production of chips.
The Ministry of Agriculture has put $12.5 million into that program to enable the farmers to get that loan at 5%.
Minister Clark says over the past 2 years, Jamaica has imported up to $8 million in banana chips. He says in an effort to address this issue, the Ministry of Finance and Planning has since added stamp duty of 15% on the importation of those chips. 45 early childhood institutions across the island are to benefit from the donation of 500 sets of tables and chairs to the Ministry of Education by Courts Jamaica Limited. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the furniture will add to the comfort of children and ultimately enhance their learning capabilities.
We don't have the resources to upgrade the desks and chairs, the facilities of so many infant schools, and therefore this gift is going to be well used and much needed. And so we look forward to continuing partnerships not only with courts but with other businesses, and all for the upliftment of our little children.
Minister Thwaites is urging other private sector organizations across Jamaica to contribute to the development of the education sector. The government's plans to entrench local government in the Jamaican Constitution have been advanced with the passing of key pieces of legislation in Parliament. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott says the matter is now with the Minister of Justice and the Attorney General.
The legislative agenda is tight, but I'm pressing and I hope that we can get support to ensure that we get that aspect, that when the anniversary of the 50th anniversary of Jamaica's celebration is wound up, we could be at least able to announce that the entrenchment of local government is well underway.
Three strategic laws, the New Local Governance Act, the Unified Services Act, and Local Government Financing and Financial Management Act, are now before the Attorney General's Chambers at the Ministry of Justice for further ratification before being taken to Cabinet and Parliament. Minister Arscott says once passed, these pieces of legislation will make local governance significant to the day-to-day life of citizens. That was JRS News. I am Camelia Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.